And good evening, I'm Melissa Idris. Welcome to Consider This. This is the show where we want you to consider and then reconsider what you know of the news of the day. It is estimated that some 200,000 Malaysians currently suffer from dementia, and that number is only set to increase over the next few decades. Some projections have put it at a 300% increase over the next 30 years. Now, is Malaysia prepared to provide support and services for the growing number of people who are affected by dementia, not only to improve the quality of the lives of the patients, but also that of their carers? Joining me now on the show is Associate Professor Dr. Tan Kit Man. She is a consultant geriatrician at University of Malaya Medical Centre and University of Malaya Specialist Centre. Dr. Tan, thank you for joining me on the show today. Is dementia a public health issue? Should Alzheimer's disease and all other related dementias, should that be viewed through the lens of public health?
Oh, thank you very much, Melissa, for inviting me to be on the show. Yes, definitely. Dementia is considered a public health concern. As you mentioned, the numbers of people with dementia will increase in the next 20 to 30 years. And as the global population is aging, including the Malaysian population, we are right now 7.5% of the population are over 65. And it's estimated from our 2018 National Health and Morbidity Survey that 8.5% of these older people may have dementia. So by the time we reach 2050, there could be over 700,000 people living with dementia in Malaysia. And we all know that the cost of looking after a person with dementia, either the direct medical and care costs or the indirect care costs by the informal caregivers who are family members, they may lose their income because they have to look after their loved ones. It is quite a concern. So if dementia was a country, I think its gross domestic product could be about $1 trillion per year, and that would make it the 18th largest economy in the world. So definitely it is a public health concern.
That really kind of helps me think about dementia and all its related costs and how important it is that we address it. I do wonder though, I mean, whether dementia is an illness that is underdiagnosed, because, you know, I just anecdotally, I think a lot of people still view dementia as a very normal part of aging. They think that this is just part of growing older, as opposed to an illness that needs to be treated.
Yes, you are right, Melissa. I think dementia is very much underdiagnosed, both in Malaysia and worldwide. There is the lack of awareness of family members that the symptoms associated with dementia, for example, a loss of memory, loss in skills for doing things like cooking, driving, a change in the behavior and personality are part of normal aging, but really very much they are not. And we can see very many examples of healthy older adults without any signs of dementia. And there's also the stigma of being diagnosed or attached with the label of dementia. So perhaps some family members are aware, but they feel a bit shy or embarrassed and do not wish to seek medical attention. That is possible. But also there is the waiting times to be seeing a specialist for dementia and to get the diagnosis done. So perhaps by the time the person thinks that parent or loved one may have dementia, it's already quite far gone into the disease to do very much medical treatment, but instead we focus on keeping the person comfortable. So there are many reasons why dementia is underdiagnosed in Malaysia.
Right. You mentioned long wait times, and that has got me thinking about the number or whether we have enough geriatricians, nurses, therapists to provide that the necessary support and geriatric services in Malaysia. Do you think that there's enough capacity to deal with the growing number of people who may be inflicted with dementia?
I think the capacity needs to be increased. And I think there's the plan of the National Malaysian National Dementia Action Plan that was to be between 2020 and 2030. It is already in development, of course, as around the world COVID-19 sort of slowed down its development. But I think part of the National Dementia Plan, it should include strategies to prevent, diagnose and treat dementia, and to increase the capacity of manpower and resources that can do that. That would be part of the plan. And there should also be development of infrastructure and support systems in the community so that the older person with dementia can age in place with dignity. Instead of thinking, oh dear, very severe dementia, perhaps they just go to a nursing home. But we can do so much by having home care support packages and carer training services and all that. And part of the plan also should have enactment of laws and legislation to protect the rights of the older person with dementia. And of course, part of that would include setting up task force to be in charge of the different sections that we spoke about. And the government then will have to allocate funding, because nothing moves if there's no funding. So I think we'll be looking forward to the Malaysian National Dementia Action Plan 2020 to 2030. The WHO, the World Health Organization, actually recommends that 75% of its member countries have a national dementia action plan by the year 2025. But at present, only about a quarter of the countries have managed to do so. Yeah.
Okay, 2025, that's not too long.
That's not too long, that's right, yes.
Okay, may I ask you, I mean, you mentioned a little bit about awareness and stigma a bit earlier, and the, I guess, narrative around dementia is that it is a one-way track. There is no turning back once post-diagnosis, there is no way to cure. Dementia is incurable. For now, we don't fully understand how to treat it. We don't fully understand yet the causes of it, but we can make the quality of life for the person living with dementia better. How do we change this narrative that it is a bleak and negative and a shameful illness to have, that this is something that we need to hide or not acknowledge as part of life and of death?
Well, I think you're right that dementia is a progressive condition. There is no cure, unfortunately, but with an early diagnosis, if we do have people who wish to share their stories as personal carers to loved ones with dementia, we also have the awareness societies, for example, the very active Alzheimer's Disease Foundation Malaysia, who spread awareness. Early diagnosis is the key for quality of life for the person with dementia. Because if the family member is not aware of this diagnosis of dementia, they may think some of the symptoms are deliberate by the family member. Perhaps the change in personality and the behavior that they have that comes with dementia is deliberate and causing everyone to be unhappy. But once they get a diagnosis and explanation that no, it's not your family member's fault, these symptoms come with dementia. And come, let's go through a few steps of carer training and education to kind of teach the family members and the carers how to deal with the person with dementia and treat them kindly and include them in activities. Because the thing is, if the older person with dementia or anybody with dementia is excluded from activities, they're just left on their own, the condition will progress faster. They need to have a regular routine and be included in activities that are meaningful. For example, maybe simple things like helping to fold the clothes around the house, hang out the clothing, set the table, to do these things for as long as they can. And they may also benefit from going to a day center where there's expertise of the people who can include persons with dementia in their activities, like light exercises, maybe a bit of light cooking or arts and craft, painting, music. So there's so much we can do to help improve the quality of life of both the carers as well as the family members.
I like that you point to early diagnosis, and that because earlier you mentioned that by the time most patients get their diagnosis, it's often late into the disease. Where have you seen best practices in encouraging people to get diagnosed early, particularly when symptoms first are noticeable? Are there lessons that we can learn from success stories in other places?
There could be, for example, campaigns to increase awareness of dementia, and also screening, part of screening of the health of older persons. And there are some countries who will encourage their general practitioners through their medical associations that once a person reaches a certain age, a routine screening question would be, and how have you been? Is your memory good? And ask the family members, is a father or mother doing well? Or is she getting repetitive? Are there any symptoms of being forgetful, etc.? So screening is one thing. Whether it's systematic screening, means every single person who presents at over age 65 gets that question, or is opportunistic screening, where the doctor meets the patient and feels that, maybe there's something wrong there, let's screen a bit further. So screening is part of it. And I think that would be one of the ways. And the awareness programs, recently there was the Alzheimer's Awareness Week, and Alzheimer's Disease Foundation Malaysia had a very lovely live session in the Atria Shopping Centre in Petaling Jaya, Selangor, and many people attended for the memory walk. So that's a lovely way of increasing awareness. And in the next month or so, they are also organising many weekend talks to increase awareness of dementia. Please do visit their website, Alzheimer's Disease Foundation Malaysia.
We will be speaking to them shortly.
Oh, lovely. Wow.
To find out more about
not just the work they do, but how we can provide support to caregivers, because again, often a neglected side of dementia, it doesn't just affect the patient, but also so many people around them. Dr. Tan, thank you so much for speaking with me today. I appreciate your time.
You're very welcome.
That was consultant geriatrician Dr. Tan Kit Man, and we're going to take a quick break here and consider this. We will be back with more. Stay tuned. Hi, welcome back to Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris. With me is Gan Chongshan. He is a project director at Alzheimer's Disease Foundation. Let's continue our conversation about dementia as viewed through the lens of national public health policies. Gan, thank you for being here. And I understand that there is a national dementia action plan in the works, but that was kind of put on hold. It was started in 2019, but put on hold because of the pandemic. I'm just wondering why it's important that we have a national level plan for dementia. What needs to be in this plan?
Okay, good to be back on your show, Melissa. Okay, basically, I think you have probably heard a lot of call now. Even the recent one where MSGM, Malaysian Society of Geriatric Medicine, and also MHA, Malaysian Health Coalition, they actually come up with a statement and press release that has been reported in the paper quite a lot regarding the call for National Dementia Action Plan. Okay, this actually was also echoing the call that we had about 2 or 3 years ago on the government asking for a National Dementia Plan. Okay, the reason why we wanted this is because of the fact that we know that Malaysian population is aging. We are now having 7% of the population, and we're going to be at 14% very soon. And looking at the numbers that we know, with the 7% population, we are talking about 200,000 of the person with dementia now existing in our society. So, and that will be triple in the years to come, maybe looking about 600,000. So the healthcare is overwhelming, and we definitely need a comprehensive care to help this dementia community. Without a national plan, and everybody are currently like ADFM is on zone, helping as much as we can. But our limits are still there. We can't actually provide comprehensive care. So the help from the government in promoting national dementia plan, covering all areas of care, is very, very important.
Okay, that's interesting, Gan. Can I ask you, when you say all areas of care, help us understand, dementia care is not only just in the hospital, it's not just medical support, it's not just diagnosis, there's the post-diagnosis support, but also care at home and care within the community. Can you explain to me or help me understand what are all these different areas of care that needs to be considered when we're thinking about a national level plan?
Yeah, that is a good thing. Basically, you will understand that Malaysia is also a party to WHO. It's the government supporting WHO. In 2017, WHO came out the 7 action areas of the dementia plan, covering all areas comprising of dementia awareness and readiness, dementia risk reduction, how to get a diagnosis done, how to get treatment, how to get care and support, and how to help the dementia carers. These are all inside the 7 action plan of WHO. And Malaysia being a party to it, actually committed to adopt this plan in our national dementia plan. And with that adoption, with that implementation of this plan into the policy of Malaysia, then we will be able to cover holistically the whole total care that is needed for the Malaysian society.
You know, I think one of the parts that struck me the most is the fact that there needs to be support and services for caregivers, because dementia doesn't only affect the patient, but also the people providing care for them. Help us understand what support, what resources, what services caregivers need, and where are the gaps currently?
Yeah, as the caregivers, I think they will have to shoulder a lot of responsibilities, you know, and the stress level is high. So many care and support is needed for them. But most importantly is if they choose to be a caregiver and do to care for their loved ones or even to somebody they close to them, the first most important thing is they must have the knowledge about caregiving. If they have the knowledge, then they will be able to reduce the stress somehow, even though not completely, but at least understanding the methodology, understanding the care plan, then you can actually help to reduce your ability to care for them. So like I say, ADFM has been rolling up a lot of dementia care skill plan. I think that actually helps a lot for caregivers, because once you understand dementia care skill plan, where you know how to do effective communication with the person with dementia, you can actually know how to handle behavioral changes, the psychology changes, in a delusional hallucination, certain symptoms is affecting person with dementia. So that actually would help in terms of caregiving. So in terms of support, we ADFM know that we have a daycare center. We provide respite care for caregivers so that they can just send the loved one to our center, giving them a me time or time for themselves. That is respite care. But our center alone is not sufficiently cover all the other caregivers that require respite care. So there will be more needed as far as caregiving is concerned.
Well, when I spoke to Dr. Tan Kit Aman a little bit earlier, consultant geriatrician, she mentioned the importance of socialization to help stave off the progression of dementia. When you talk about this kind of care centers within the communities, how can government play a role in creating some of these centers that allow for socialization? Where does the community step in to address this issue or this disease within members of the community?
Yeah, in terms of socialization, there are twofold. One is for a caregiver, where they have the sharing session among each other, sharing their experiences with each other, understanding the do's and don'ts when handling certain behavioral changes. The other part of socialization is actively engaging the person with dementia and allowing them a place where they can actually live a quality life. You know? So these are events that we can help. But as far as the government is concerned, so far, we have been approaching government, and only thing the government is providing at the moment is actually a bit of their what they call medical side of it. They have a memory clinic, they help the person with dementia to get diagnosed and get certain treatment. But in terms of other cares, at the moment, is the government is actually left it to NGO like ADFM and all other NGO that's supporting this.
Okay. There's also the issue of cost of care, right? So there's the direct cost and there's the indirect cost, people who have to leave the workforce to take care of their loved ones. But the cost of care is really a huge burden. What have been your observations, Gan, about how cost, both direct and indirect, factors into dementia care and should factor into dementia public health policies at the national level?
Yeah. One person with dementia require at least three persons' help. You have your own caregivers, you have another person that help relieve the person who's caring for them, and we also have medical personnel that is supposed to be involved. So the whole team involved. In fact, there's some people who say there's more than three persons involved in helping one person with dementia. So there's a lot of care that is needed because they actually need, from the various stages of their life, different kind of help. For the first stage, where they're more independent, the kind of help may be different. When they reach a middle stage, when they are incapable of handling certain things on their own, then a different type of help is needed. But when they reach an end stage of their life, they are also in certain way immobile because of the brain damage and all that. That kind of end care also is needed. So it's quite complex. At the same time, quite a lot needs to be done as far as helping them.
Well, have you seen anywhere else where it has been addressed and it has been done? Are there things that we can learn from other countries who have done it well?
Yep. There are many countries that have done it well. UK, for example, Japan, Korea, even our neighboring country, Singapore, is doing very well. They actually had a national dementia plan and helping out in a number of areas. What we know is that Singapore has a training guidebook, which is, like we call it, training one, care book 101. They listed down everything that is needed for caregiving and anything that the person with dementia needs to know, right from caring, from financial to legal, and to even home modifications. What you need to do for your home in order to live a quality life. So not to be cluttered, not to be, you know. So these are the things that yet to be formed in Malaysia and still lacking it as far as, you know, this care plan is concerned.
Well, I want to commend ADFM for all the work that you've done in bringing kind of awareness around Alzheimer's disease and related dementia, for the community. But can I ask, in the minute or so that we have left, what message would you like to leave with, you know, the caregivers of dementia patients who are watching tonight, but also to the wider society? What would be the message, Gan?
What I want the caregivers to know is that if they do need help, they are not alone. ADFM is always there to help them, you know. And most importantly is that you, as a caregiver, if you are holding on to responsibility, please learn up the dementia care skill that ADFM is rolling out all the time. Visit our website to know where they are, and visit our Facebook. If it's possible, if you need even a phone call, can call our helpline. We can support you in terms of giving you some sort of guidelines and couple of the advice, so to say. So join us and don't feel alone that you are there. And as far as society is concerned, please be aware of the 10 signs of dementia, knowing what are the signs that that you are, you may be one of the person with dementia, and how to avoid look at the 12 risks of dementia where you can avoid being fall sick as a dementia person. So live a healthy lifestyle and always be a dementia friendly person.
Thank you so much for joining me on the show. That was Gan Chong Shan from Alzheimer's Disease Foundation Malaysia, wrapping up this episode of Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris, signing off for the evening. Thank you so much for watching and good night.